I'm Frederick Weimer, host of This I Believe New England. Have you ever owned a talisman, a lucky object that seems to have magical powers? Perhaps talismans are mere figments of our imagination, or maybe, just maybe, there's really something to them. For some of us, a talisman ties us to the most important people in our lives, especially in difficult moments. The famed suffragist Elizabeth Cady Stanton wrote, "Love is the talisman of human weal and woe, the open sesame to every soul." And sometimes a talisman can help us appreciate the deepest connections in our lives, which is what we hear from 13-year-old Courtney Boghossian.
I believe in the power of the pearl. At a young age, every girl in my family receives pearl earrings as a gift from her grandma. The tradition has continued for three generations. Even my mother's pearls were a gift from her grandmother. We don't just wear them for special occasions. We wear them every day, everywhere. I experienced the power of the pearl this past November when my grandma had a stroke. It happened when she was swimming, a sport we both love. She was in the pool and her mouth went numb, so she went to the hospital. The doctor told my family that my grandmother had a stroke, and she couldn't speak or move her right hand. This was difficult for her, because as a former English teacher, her whole life centers around the spoken and written word. She always sends notes that are filled with news articles that she thinks might inspire me, but I've always enjoyed her speeches during our family dinner conversations the most. When I visited her in the hospital, it hurt me inside because she was unable to do the one thing she loved, speak. As I sat beside her on the bed, she didn't stretch out her arms and give me a big hello. We sat in silence, and I saw tears form in her eyes because she couldn't tell me her stories. I knew it was serious, and I didn't know whether she would ever speak again. I wanted to help her. When it was time to leave, I gave my grandma a kiss goodbye, and she made a sound like the hiss of a tea kettle. She pointed to her ears, and I knew what she wanted. I took my pearls out of my ears, and as I placed them in hers, I felt the power of the pearl. I heard the backing click to secure the pearl, and I knew my grandma was going to be okay. It may seem odd to think that a pearl could be so powerful, but I believe my pearl earrings gave her the strength she needed to get better. Although this was a few months ago, when I look at my grandma and see her pearl earrings back in her ears, her pearls seem stronger and brighter. I see the power of the pearl in this one simple jewel that allowed me to give her comfort and strength without a single word. Now, when I click the backing of my pearls in my ears, there's a twinkle in my eye, because I know my grandma is still here and wears her pearls every day too. To me, that's powerful.
Courtney Boghossian will be entering the eighth grade at the Lincoln School in Providence. She lives with her family in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Weimer.